The Gemara says in Tainis, Mishenichnas Adar Marbin Besimcha, that when the month of Adar comes, it's a time of Simcha, and it's good mazel for Klal Yisrael. That's why the Gemara says if a person has a dispute with a non-Jew and he has to go to adjudicate it in some fashion, so he should go in the month of Adar, because it's a good time for the Jewish people. So I think in our community here, in the Whitehall community, it's a big simcha that Rav Eli Warshager is back after many months. So that is the big simcha that we have here, and it should only be a continuation of getting better day by day till he finally gets back to what his thing in the past. So we are very happy to see him. That's the simcha of Marbin B'Simcha. The Yerushalmi says an interesting thing, that if somebody is going away and he doesn't have a Megillah with him, and he needs to read the Megillah, the Yerushalmi says he can even read it from the beginning of Adar. Even before Purim, he can be Yotzei with the Megillah. So usually it doesn't happen that we don't have situations where we go away and there's no Megillah, but then the Shulchan Aruch quotes this as an opinion, that even from the beginning of the month, you could already read the Megillah, even though, technically speaking, you're supposed to only read the Megillah on Purim. And also, Shalach Manos and Matonos Lavyonim is supposed to be given on Purim, but we say that you can give the Gabbai Tzedakah before, and he'll give it out on Purim, is also good. Rav Yitzchak Abadi in his Tshuvas Or Yitzchak, he writes another Shita, that if you give it to the Ani, even if you give it to the Ani before Purim, the Shalach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim, and he keeps it until Purim, and he could use it on Purim, that he doesn't eat it up or spend it from before, that he could also be Yotzei. So sometimes you see somebody, you want to give a Shalach Manos, and you're not going to see them on Purim, so according to Rav Abadi, you can give it to him before Purim, as long as he keeps it till Purim, and eats it, and you can, you know, he has it on Purim. But usually what we try to do is to give it on Purim or to give it to someone who will give it out on Purim. But already we're in the Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, and that should be, and the Rosh Yeshiva Keren B'Yavne used to say that if you look at Rashi and Tainis, Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, Yimei Nisim Lahem Yisrael Purim U'Pesach. So it doesn't end by Adar. It keeps going, the Simcha, till Pesach as well. So we should all have good things from each other, and good refuah shleima for Eli and for all of Klal Yisrael.
Started.